watched a movie the night before. Some nostalgic gut shot hit me right in my core. Our last night together, and I think you were bored. Nothing's in the morning blue. Your picture framed in a neon hue. As the scene slowly fades to black, we're held in wondering if there could be more. Then come the strummings of the title score. You turned, said, I guess that was that. And I'm taken back to when you walked out the door. We watched a movie the night before. A real sticker, I don't know what we were watching it for. Our last night together was such a bore. We watched a movie.
Noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. T-I on T-I-T-R Radio Pizza Party.
What do you do?
Yeah.
What?
No.
Make it louder.
Make it louder.
Woo!
I'm hungry.
Hey, he didn't give him time to finish there.
No, I don't want to.
Okay, good. This is a Radio Pizza Party.
Thank you.
On CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the
FM.
University.
What does FM stand for, Tristan?
I actually don't know.
Really?
Federal Minister
of Radio.
Of radio. Yeah. So everyone is, every single radio station with an FM transmission has to be decreed.
Yes, I think so. That's where the plot of Pirate Radio comes from, or The Boat That Rocked.
Or The Boat That Rocked, depending for our American listeners.
Yeah, they were like, I don't want a decree. And they were like, you go on AM then. Amateur, man.
Which is us, a couple of amateur men. Which is, of course, broadcasting from UVC, unceded territories of the Musqueam people.
Yep. Hi. What's your name?
My name?
Yeah.
My name... The people out there, they like to call me many names. There's one's names like T-Bone. There's names like T-Riston. I like to go by Ashy Larry. Tristan Wheeler. And what's your name there, son?
Hey, my name is Jack Lamming. Oh, I'm not going by a mononym anymore. I'm Jack Lamming.
Oh, yeah. Last week, you were monolithic in your naming.
Mononymic. Please don't.
Secrets of NIM.
Please don't click into the microphone again.
Ow.
Who do we have as our guest here, Tristan? I figured out that being a host is just asking people really stupid questions.
Yeah, that is what being a host is.
A year into this. That's
what Larry King does.
Man, yeah, Larry
wow,
King.
Shots fired, man.
Yeah.
Larry King.
Does he watch this stuff now? He just goes, what's your favorite TV show?
Yeah, Larry King now, it seems like he is just phoning it in.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you've seen any ads with Larry King.
No.
I saw a, this is, we'll get to our guest in a moment, but,
put it on the back burner there.
It was like an ad for a lawyer in Ontario.
What?
And Larry King is in the ad and he's like interviewing the lawyer and he's like, oh, would you say that you assist people in workplace accidents. And she's like, yeah, 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 like does kind of her thing. And then she's like, and he's like, Sarah McCullen from Canada, great lawyer. Like it's literally like that.
That's weird. Did that actually happen?
It's very similar to that.
It's very similar.
I don't know. Maybe we can find it. But while Jack is, are you looking that up?
I Googled Larry King lawyer ad.
Okay.
And I found Larry King Law, New Virginia's trial lawyers. I think this is a different Larry King.
Yeah. So our guest today is super fan.
Yeah.
Natalie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Morris.
Well done. You got all my names right.
Super fan is your first name.
Yep.
But everyone calls you Natalie.
Yeah. It's like my preferred name, you know, like legal name, preferred name.
Yeah. The two types of names.
Family name, surname.
Middle.
Name. Christian.
Jinx.
Do they have other names other than Christian names? I think we've discussed this in the show. If there's like Muslim names, I guess there is.
Yes, there are.
I guess that is. That's a dumb question.
There's Jewish names.
Wait, I have a question. Do you think it's Christian names or christened names?
It's Christian name.
Okay. Well, I believe you.
Do you think people aren't named until they're christened?
Well, but christened, when you're christened, you pick a different name.
Yeah, that's when you become person to the church.
You could.
Right?
Yeah, it's something like that. Like you become an adult in the eyes of the church.
Or no, I think you're still a baby, but...
Wait, no, maybe I'm thinking of something else.
You're thinking of like born again?
Confirmation.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of confirmation.
I'm thinking like when you're a baby and they like splash water on your face.
It's a baptism.
Oh, wait, what's a christen then?
I don't know.
Are any of us like church?
Any Catholics listening, call in.
Call in if you know anything about church.
Christening.
No, Jack, don't look it up. We're going to have some Catholics calling in.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Baptism and christenings are the same thing.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Score for Natalie. Yes, I am Natalie. I am the official Radio Pizza Party super fan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. It was fan voted a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we did hold a contest by applause.
Yeah.
And you were the only one who showed up. So.
Well, I am your only fan, so.
Well, that's...
I'm kidding.
Tell that to my dad.
Yeah, I was like, the other one's Dwayne.
Tell that not to my parents, because I still don't think they listen. My parents are going to listen to all these one day and be like, well, wait a minute. He was right.
That's very optimistic
of
you.
We weren't. I know.
My mom might be listening.
Mom, hi.
If you're... Leanne Lynn is her...
Leanne Lynn?
Yeah.
Full name?
Leanne Lynn Morris. But her maiden name, because like that's...
Well, that's another type of name.
It's another type of name, is Schmeling. And I think that's just like such an interesting name.
Leanne Lynn Schmeling?
Schmeling,
yeah. Does that mean something in German?
Stinks.
Okay. That's my family name you're making fun of. Lamming? What are you doing over
there?
Family
name? There's another kind?
We already said... Family name. Jack, keep
I have my headphones off. I can't hear any of this.
Lambing, that kind of name is like a sheep name.
Yeah, yes. If we're going to go around
my dad is
fun
from
of
New
everyone.
Zealand, you're
anyway,
correct.
If you got a weird name, call in.
Number is 604-822-2487. The best time to do this show is when you have a cold.
Yeah, Jack is my... He sounds a little raspy. That's because he has a
like
bit of
Rasputin.
An illness. Yeah, he sounds like
Rasputin.
Yeah. Russian names?
I don't think I have any Russian blood. No. I don't know. There's no...
I know a lot of Russians.
Russians have high blood pressure.
I grew up with a lot of Russians.
Did you in Castlegar?
Yeah. I grew up with people named like Svetlana and Eli.
Is Eli a Russian name?
That's what
I thought Eli was just a biblical name.
Well, I guess it
like
is.
Like a Denzel Washington
but
movie.
But like, you know, names like that.
Are you looking up Eli?
I'm looking up Eli.
No,
I have a
laptop.
Just
sure
stop
like...
looking things up.
Go.
It's a Christian name.
Yeah. Well, like... Didn't we discuss anything's a Christian name? Well, I guess first part of the Bible. Jewish.
We're going to get a lot of angry Catholics calling into this. Should we pick a topic? Let's pick a topic.
Wait, what does the show do?
Wait, yeah, what does our show do? Thank you, Natalie.
You're a good host.
Yeah, you should take over the show.
I've listened to all the episodes. I know what's up.
You should take over the show.
I've been messaging you about that. You haven't been...
Ooh,
I'm
just straight.
Guys, if you're going
to
pretend to whisper, you can't speak at full volume and just put your hands over the mic because people can't see that.
Well, they can hear it.
I think it changes the way
it
the voice
changes
sounds.
The way.
Yeah. Oh.
See, this is so great. I love doing this.
Jack, put the mics.
Okay, thank you.
Jack just muted us. This is a free speech.
Okay,
show.
Okay. Oh, well, Natalie, let's talk about that.
Okay,
let's
our
on
show
to our next time.
What are we doing this show?
Yeah.
So our show, we pick a topic.
We have segments.
Completely at random. We have segments. We like to talk about the news.
Uh-huh. We like actually, Before, I totally cut you off. That was very unprofessional.
This is, well, we don't get paid, so everything we do is unprofessional.
Even my job, the things I do get paid for.
Yes, we have segments. We have musical breaks. We play ads. We
musical break.
Musical break.
I'm about to cut your mic again.
Morgan, R.I.P.
Oh no,
to Don Pardo.
Oh, okay.
No. Is it Jimmy Pardo's dad?
No, no, I don't think so. No relation.
All right. Anyway, so that's how our show works. We pick topics at random with our super fan Natalie Morris, and I'm going to play the theme song right now. So get used to
this.
Wait,
are we doing? We're doing the news. What are we doing right now?
We're going to do a topic first, and then we're going to do the news.
Should we do the news before the topic? So that way.
Oh, we should really iron this out before the show starts. I've already got the song queued up, so we're going to do the topic.
Let's do the topic, and then we can...
I don't like what just happened.
Jack, let's pick a topic.
Then there's the chimes.
And then there's the chimes. All right. Last week, did we do the news first?
Yes, we did. But
well,
okay.
Hey, here we are. Pick a number between 1 and 85.
Ooh, 74.
Well, we got...
Whoa.
Tristan, do you know what it is?
Do
you have it memorized?
I have them all memorized in order. Number 74, which I believe you just said,
yes,
is...
Halliburton, the oil company.
What?
What? What
did you say?
Halliburton.
What do you mean?
That's number 74. You said 75, right?
Oh, I said 74.
Oh.
Wait, what did I say?
No, 75. Okay, we'll have to re-pick.
Okay, yeah, I'll just re-pick.
Sonali, that's...
Pick a topic.
Pick a topic.
Pick a number. What were the...
1 in 85.
Oh, 47.
All right.
Which makes me think I did do 74. But.
You might have.
It is fandom.
No, it's not. That's it's Ontario.
Really? Because I'm reading the list here.
I know. The list is mistaken. I made a mistake.
Tristan wrote it wrong. We're doing Ontario. This is...
Do you want me to pick again? Let's try this one more time, maybe.
Yes.
This is super random. 12.
Well, I think that one's Ontario.
Ontario.
So, Natalie, right. You are from the great state, of Ontario.
The only state in Canada.
The yeah. only state.
The state of importance. Because...
What does that mean?
Everybody's impotent.
Oh, I don't want to break this to you guys, but Ontario and Quebec.
What?
We really just do everything.
What? We didn't do everything. That's disgusting.
Oh my God, like, what's that stat where it's like you can't win an election unless you have Ontario or Quebec?
That sounds like a stat, yeah.
The
sounds
OQ, like as they say.
The OC.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys are both
Doc OC.
Okay, don't high five. Oh,
Spider-Man 2.
Nice. Good movie. Favorite Alfred Molina movie.
Okay.
Oh, hey, shout out to Alfred. Alfred Molina, if you're listening, yeah, don't be afraid to
call. Is he alive still?
Yeah, call
definitely.
In. You guys are both from BC, so you're BC boys.
Yeah, BC
as
boys.
They say, BCB.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what it stands
BCB
for.
BCB won't let me be, as I like to say.
What is the last one?
Huh?
What was the last thing you said?
Won't let me be a BC boy.
Oh, right.
It's a law. You can't be a BC.
No. No, technically my primary residence is in Nunavut, so.
Oh.
Yeah, that's most of the population there. Nobody lives there. They just, you know, they aren't allowed to be from BC.
It's
so.
Like Ireland.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Like a lot of, most Irish, like there's more Irish citizens that live outside of Ireland than inside of Ireland.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I mean, like, yes. That kind of makes sense with the EU. And like, I think if you're Irish at all, you can get your Irish passport even if you're like in the UK. So I guess that makes sense.
What?
This is a great transition into news.
Yes.
Wait, how did you know we were doing a news segment?
Because you spent about 5 minutes before this going, should we do news? I think we should pick a topic from ahead. I think we should do news.
Well, we're going to do news now. Not Ontario centric, but here we go.
Yeah. The theme for the news.
All right, our first item of news today. Trump has plans to cut the price of drugs. That's President Trump, by the way. The Donald John Trump.
Oh. Yeah. Not Eric?
No. He has plans to cut the price of drugs, but experts say it will only affect those who can't afford them. So no harm, no foul, right? What do you guys think?
What do you think about that, Natalie?
What kind of drugs is my question?
The street drugs? Like recreational drugs?
Because if it's like street drugs.
No, I'm talking like Claritin.
Oh, the fun ones.
Yeah, fun
drugs. I mean, it's fun to be able to breathe in the spring.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like what I'm saying. Those are the drugs we should really be making affordable. Because I had allergies, and therefore, that's what's important.
Did you, the Claritin cure your allergies?
Claritin cleared my allergies, if that's what you're trying to say.
Did it cure?
Forever?
So you said in the past tense you had allergies. What?
Well, I had like hay fever or like the spring fever. Hey. I'm not sure what it's called.
Hey.
What? Oh. God.
Oh.
If you don't.
Oh, we just high-fived
again.
Oh, we're getting Natalie left, right, and center. We're totally just like, she's like...
I'm on the other side of the desk. I can't high-five anyone.
Yeah, well, whenever you try to high-five me, I run away.
This is true. I don't remember the last time we've high-fived.
I know, but I've gotten really good at running.
I mean, good. I'm your trainer. That's what...
Yeah, like I know that whenever you go for a high-five...
Just run.
5K in 10 minutes.
Oh, and I'm like, yes, but we could get that down.
That's a fast 5K.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I've gotten
we've
really
been training,
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
How many minutes is that? Is one per 1 kilometer?
Two.
Two and a half? Two?
You're just bolted.
That's the math I can do in my head is dividing
five by
10.
Oh, weird.
The most
Hey, Natalie, we should work on a system for math. Like, whenever you're trying to high five me, I do like.
All right. Anyway, our next item on the agenda is.
Tonight, election turnover.
No, not that.
Okay.
Iran is getting to the point where my grandpa would be concerned for his safety. Whose grandpa? Who wrote these?
I think that is Michael Barbaro wrote that one.
Really?
Yeah, he does. He's got a few bylines out there. But what do you have any opinions on the world stage there, Natalie, about Iran specifically? Trump went out of the deal, but everyone else seems to want to stay in it, so that's good.
Do
you have any opinions?
Man, like, no. I don't know. Jackie, I'm turning to you here. What do you think?
Jack, it seems like Natalie's kind of uninformed about this whole thing.
Iran? Okay, full disclaimer to everyone listening here. I've been doing a puzzle for the last, like, week, which has very much consumed my life.
Yeah, you were telling me you've been living in, like, an old boy-esque scenario where you're stuck in a hotel room.
Like, lock myself into the room so I can just work on the puzzle.
Yeah,
what's the puzzle of?
It's a date for two
it's
weeks.
It's the Great Wave.
Nice.
It's getting a little hard. It's
I would imagine there's a lot that just looks like
you
water.
See my a buddy of mine, he's got huge hands. Whenever you see him in the street, you should see that great wave.
Now,
Jackie,
you guys are talking about Iran. Uh-huh. I'm not sure which one is it. This one you're talking about?
Don't play that song.
I was thinking about
No,
doing
don't
it.
Play that song.
I was thinking about making that reference, and then I was like, no, I have restraint.
I think it is a complicated situation. And that is all. They tried to high five. Yeah, this is radio.
I just did a quick little jog in the spot.
Yeah,
you know what was great about last week?
What
our guest was very like normal and not
what?
Not okay,
anarchy,
what? Not
what are you
fan?
Doing? What are you doing, Jack?
I'm making fun of our super fan.
I'm your only
She's
super
our only fan.
Fan,
Jack. If we lose her, our fan list goes down to zero.
Hey,
and I'm not going to put myself on the fan list.
Dude.
Like
actually whispered.
What are you guys whispering
no,
about?
No, Natalie, can you just
get
cover your ears
for a second? Let's go for it.
Oh, so what did you want to whisper to me about?
I think Ben's also a fan of ours. Like, I can't be sure.
Well, I think Ben
what
is
are you
just,
guys talking about?
I think, nothing.
Shut up.
I think Ben is just a fan because he wants to be just heard by people, though. Like, he knows that he could come on and just, like...
That's true. That's why he's always talking about his pyramid scheme. I mean, sorry, multi-level marketing scheme.
Wait, It's a pyramid for you?
Wait, what are you guys doing?
It's like the... I thought...
Shut up!
Natalie, we're having a private conversation.
Let us talk!
It's so rude.
Yeah. What do you mean, is it a pyramid for me?
Well, I don't know. I saw it as more of a square, but maybe I was looking at it from above.
How do you think a square scheme works? Everybody gets everybody in?
Is this what you guys want to do for the rest
Shut
of the
up!
Episode?
Shut up!
Natalie, we're trying to talk.
We're talking about our super fans.
I'm your super fan.
Should we go? I mean, I don't want to. I feel like we're pushing the boundaries here.
Yeah, let's go. It's getting a bit old.
Hey, Natalie.
Hey, how's it going? We're back.
We were just having a quick conversation. Natalie, how? I see you've made a couple drawings here.
What have we got?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a picture of you guys and me because I'm outside the booth.
Oh,
in the photo,
I see you crying.
Yeah, because I want to be in so bad.
Well, don't worry. You're in the studio right now.
My dreams came true today.
Do we have any more pieces of news there, Jack?
We do. We have one more. Here, let's intro this one.
I don't know. No, this is just like this. Put the audio clip to the beginning if you're going to do that.
Hasn't he retired also?
Mansbridge, yeah.
Yeah. This is old news. So this is fake news. Jackie, you're on the board.
So
let's down.
No, don't. What is? Yeah, there we go.
It's the national.
Okay, Jack.
All right. So, our first piece of news.
Right.
Haven't we already done two?
But plus two. So third is Raptors fired Dwayne Casey days after he wins coaching honor. That honor, most fireable coach.
Interesting.
You watching a lot of Norm MacDonald lately, Tristan?
What? No, that was the headline.
Really?
Yeah.
It is on CBC. Wow.
Yeah. I just sent you the link to the thing.
through your brain.
Did you know Norm MacDonald's brother is a journalist for the CBC?
Really?
Neil MacDonald.
Cool.
He writes a lot of opinions.
Oh, no. They're the worst.
So
kind.
Does Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, but his opinions put into a book.
Really?
Yeah. A comedy book.
Oh, so he's like a funny guy, not like
funny. Ha-ha,
you know, other...
Neil MacDonald is pretty serious, but Norm MacDonald is...
I don't think we should pay op-ed writers.
Pay what?
Like, I don't think people that write opinion columns professionally, I don't think they should be paid. Who cares about your opinion, man?
I don't know if I
agree
with
that. Also, a lot of those opinions
are just wrong. Yeah.
What is that the point of opinions?
Well, no, you can have a wrong opinion.
Yeah,
that's true.
Have, like, I just don't
like racism's a wrong opinion.
No, no, I agree with that.
Are you defending racism?
No, as someone who has a little bit of training in that field.
Stupid opinions.
I mean, like, I was the advice columnist, which is under opinions.
And you got paid for that.
Yeah, but that wasn't, like, an op-ed every time.
Like, in a way.
Op-eds are different.
That's true, but I feel like if you're... This is getting a little bit into what is
our
this Canada
here.
Land media criticism or something? I don't know.
What's a serious topic here? We're a serious news podcast.
Yeah,
I think all opinions should be the same.
Really?
Just kidding. Don't take me out of context there.
This is a liberal university kid. You're a kid, man. You're younger than me.
Hey, you're younger than me.
Hey, stop. Jack's pointing his finger in my face.
I'm touching your nose.
He's making me feel so small.
Yeah.
Is that any more? Is that the last? Oh, so Neil, what was his name? Drew Casey? What was his name?
Dwayne Casey.
Dwayne Casey, who was a basketball coach, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, for the Raptors. Or wait.
For the Toronto Raptors?
Yes.
What, so he got fired.
Did he?
Yes.
So that's interesting.
What did he get fired for?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Well, you're not very on the news.
I am sure he got fired because whoever was in charge of that decision thought it would be a good choice for the team.
Didn't the Raptors do really well this season?
And then they got by the Cavs.
Oh, I can't tell if you're making a joke. I don't.
No, no, this
sports.
Is a real thing.
Okay.
Like the NBA playoffs, they play best of 7 games. And the Raptors lost in 4.
But they were in the playoffs?
Yeah. Which is pretty good.
Which is, I mean, better than every other team, I guess.
How
no, it wasn't the playoff finals.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. How many teams are there in general?
I think there's like 400.
Teams in the world? For
no,
everything?
The NBA.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What about teams of any sport in the entire world?
Let's Google this. Including Tristan, can you play me the Google song?
Google. Google.
There's a lot of Google in this episode.
All right.
Let's see. We should use like Surrey. Siri?
Surrey?
Siri.
We should talk to Surrey.
Well, we
if you live in Surrey, give us a call.
You got ahead of me.
604-822-2487.
Or if you live in Ontario.
100 teams. That's weird that there's four. That math is kind of interesting. It's probably one of those paradoxes.
Seems like a lot of teams wouldn't make it to the playoffs. So I stand by my belief.
There's 100, but no, that's 100 teams of any sport in the world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There is only one team that doesn't make it to the playoffs in the NBA, and then every other team, they all get together in a gym, and they throw basketballs at the players. Mm-hmm. But from really high up.
Oh, okay.
They get a few they get a few baseball players too, like pitchers.
Oh wow.
And then a bat and then a
batter to bat it into their face.
And weirdly they just use baseballs too.
Yeah.
Well no, you'd think that, but they're using bowling balls.
Oh, goodness. As long as they're using bowling balls.
They're very strong.
Anyway, that's been the news. Let's
we
play
learned
that
a lot,
out.
Actually.
Do-ga-do-ga-do. So Ontario, what is your when you think of Ontario?
What's your deal?
What's your deal? What's the deal with that little that silly little province of yours?
Little.
Yeah, I call it little.
We're bigger than you.
Is that true?
I don't know.
In population.
It's the smallest province in Canada.
That's not true.
PEI is 10 times bigger.
PEI is actually just like a black hole, and it's been sucking the rest of Canada.
So it's extremely massive.
Beauty's in the PEI of the beholder, and I think it's a beautifully large province.
Isn't it called the Beautiful Province or something? I don't know.
Let's find out.
You ever met anyone from Prince Edward Island?
Well, I've been to Prince Edward Island.
Okay, is that answering my question?
I met Anne of Green Gables, although she wasn't originally from PEI.
You met Anne of Green Gables?
Yeah. What? She's a real person?
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of Googling.
That's 100% not true.
Anne of Green Gables. That's interesting.
I mean,
I think you're a liar.
Yeah. The book was set in like 1800.
Yes. I've never read it.
Someone could be old. Lucy Maud Montgomery.
Yeah, she wrote it. Good job. Well, Tristan is an English major, so.
So I know every book.
Yeah, well, you should. Are you an English lit or English?
English lit.
Then, yes. I don't understand what else you would do in your degree other than
just
memorize
no books.
All the books.
Yeah, most of our quiz, like tests, are just like book, author, and then sometimes, like book, author, one of them's blank. Other times it's like.
Or both of them.
Or if it's, sometimes it's both of them. Yeah. And those ones are extremely hard because there's only one right answer.
Yeah.
And then other times it'll be like, this book is about an animal farm, but hey, may make you think of some certain governments out there. And then put in there.
Which types of government?
Like animal governments. So I did a Charlotte's Web for that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Jack.
Ontario is the second biggest province.
What's this first one?
Quebec.
PEI.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's Quebec. Yeah. If we're given real answers for once, it's Quebec.
Yeah. Like, we're massive. It takes like 3 days to drive through.
You're telling me. I drove out of Toronto. It took about 80 years.
Oh, what? I was going to
my aunt and uncle's house in...
Where do they live?
St. Ola.
Yikes.
Do you know Limerick?
I don't really know outside Toronto too much.
No, you don't need to Google it.
Do you know Madoc?
Sorry?
Do you know Madoc? M-A-D-O-C?
Maverick, that movie with Mel Gibson.
I don't think so.
Yeah. It's small. I can't remember where it is.
Okay. So you said it took you 80 years. I've heard of around the world in 80 days, but around Ontario in 80 years?
Yeah, it takes a while.
I set him up, you knock him down, Tristan.
Bam, 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 bam. Let the audience know that I did a finger guns. Whoa. Jack has a laser.
I'm shooting the bullets for you. Shooting the bullets out of your finger guns, bro.
Anyway.
Back to the interview part.
I was born in Guelph.
Guelph.
Which is in like south.
The Guelph
East?
Of Mexico?
Can we just cut his mic, please?
Yeah. Where's that?
Done. Elena, cut yours.
Did you cut mine?
I'm sorry. Now his is cut.
Thank you.
Put my mic back on.
What?
You heard me.
Okay.
Which is like south of Toronto, so like in the southern part.
In the hook?
Yeah. And then...
is there a name for that little bit?
The horseshoe?
Oh, I didn't know that.
They call it Hook.
And
Dustin Hoffman plays the lead.
Don't make this up. I'm trying to be educational. And then I moved to Ottawa when I was like 5 or something. And then I lived there until, well, I say Ottawa. It was like the very boundary of Ottawa, so it was pretty rural. But
you're from the wrong side of the tracks, like Lady Bird.
You said it was rural. Did you ever meet a rural juror?
It must have caused a fervor, the rural juror.
The rural juror?
I know that's a reference to something, but I'm just 30 not.
Rock.
30 Rock. Is it? Okay.
The first episode of 30 Rock.
Yes, it's the pilot that he pitches or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just saying that. That's
really?
Just an expression.
Bro, you're as funny as Tina Fey.
Dude, I've always been saying that.
And Danny Glover.
I've always been saying that.
Yeah. You're funnier than Danny Glover.
Mm-hmm.
Are you too old for this?
Yeah, I'm too old for this.
On Twitter.
Dude.
Dude. Oh, we can't make that joke anymore. He's a bad person.
Oh, right.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Should we go to a break?
Not Danny Glover.
Oh.
Roger
Kelly.
Right.
Oh.
We're going to go to a quick little break. This song is by our
good friend.
A friend of the show. An F of the S.
Oh, that's true. The other one. I'm counting myself as a friend of the show.
There's three. Yeah. This song is called Motion Number 2. Scanning! It's by Dr. Decapod, who is the alternative name for Nick Morgan. Bye.
The vast majority of behavior problems in the classroom involve minor breaches of discipline. These incidents frequently originate in the classroom situation itself and are within the control of the teacher. Disciplinary problems in the classroom are symptoms of underlying weaknesses in total learning situation. Mr. Grimes, mathematics teacher, is displeased with the progress of his ninth grade class in mathematics.
You see what low grade you made on your weekly mathematics test? More than half of you failed. Most of those who passed just got by. Nobody had 100%. This is the poorest class I've had in a long, long time. Most of you have no foundation at all. Now the trouble's with your attitude. You don't pay enough attention in class. You don't do enough work outside of it. You don't know what the word study means. You haven't the slightest idea. Don't you realize that mathematics is an important subject? I tell you right now that unless you get over your lazy habits and come up to the standards I've set for this class, many of you will have the pleasure of repeating this course next semester. I have to leave for a few minutes. Now I want you to open your books and work out correct solutions of the problems you missed.
I can't make any sense out of this. I might as well quit.
Gee, you never even took up this third problem. It's a jib.
He's got me scared to death. I'll just never pass this course. What's the use of taking this stuff anyway? I'm afraid to take my paper home.
He's just a sourpuss.
Features the coming buyer's market in automobiles. Then a new department, the sports section. And finally, if we don't run fresh out of time, which quite likely we may, we'll have a piece on trade across the Iron Curtain in Europe. Now, your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight. Willys Overland cuts automobile prices $25 to $270. The top cut is on Willys Overland's well-known Jeepster. Now you'll notice at once that while this is the second post-war automobile price cut, it is by far the biggest one. General Motors, in general, cut prices between $10 and $40 a car. Also, in the GM case, the price cut was definitely tied to a decline in payrolls under a contract that GM had with the union, allowing payroll cuts in the event of a decline in the cost of living, which took place. In the Willys Overland case, there is no such decline in payrolls. This is a straight and deep price cut in a bid for more business. This symbolizes an important turning point in the change of the automobile industry from a seller's to a buyer's market. Clearly, this is going to have tremendous psychological importance, this cut announced tonight.
One of Victoria's best up-and-coming bands, Fortune Killers, is on tour with their debut album, Temper Temper. What I'm looking for is buried by design. Fortune Killers with Vancouver alt-rockers High Love play Guilt & Co. Tuesday, June 12th.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah. Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at CITR. So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Hey!
Hi! You're listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM, the only show that is called Radio Pizza Party on this radio station.
There could be more. It's based on a joke from the most popular podcast in the world.
Named on this radio station, there's not any other ones.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, I agree with you there.
That's yeah, true.
But the hashtag cheeser, which is what the fans use to tweet about the show.
Yes,
is often.
Yeah, often.
Sometimes
the great fandom.
There's not not like RPP fans using it, like other people use it, which I find a little bit like confusing.
It's a little kind of like, you know how people wear that Joy Division shirt, but they just like different
or a New Order shirt.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like people who wear these sort of, it's like that thing. It's like they see it's cool to be a cheeser, but they to display that, but they're not true. Like, name one of our albums is what I'm trying to say.
Me?
No, just like in general.
Do we have albums?
Yeah.
Well,
the photo albums of all the photo fun we've had on the show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You guys should actually.
We take a lot of Polaroids.
It's just a lot of photos of the inside of a radio station.
You know what
you guys
should
do? Jack and Compromising Positions.
Yeah, we should, but I only have 4 followers. I don't really know who's gonna.
Yeah, what is?
Because it's private.
What's Instagram?
It's a photo sharing social media site.
Like
Flickr? Yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
dude, you can't swear on here. Do you have that in Ontario?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Wow.
We have a lot of things in Ontario that you guys
name know. 6 of them.
Like a seat of government.
Okay.
What?
Well, you guys aren't the capital of anything, so you don't have
a government. The capital of
Jack. That's my name in all capitals.
Yeah. We have a capital.
I just throw it.
With the capital of hockey riots.
Ooh, true. Ooh. You really, really got that one down.
Got that down pat.
I don't know. What else do we have? We have a very tall tower. We have, I was going to say the largest.
We have a
mall.
Very low ocean.
You do. But I'm going to say that the East Coast, they get more extreme tides. So theirs are lower.
Hmm.
So just cross that off.
Is that
what
that means when you get?
Extreme tides, yeah.
What about, do you have a, in Ontario?
Yeah.
Is there like a city called Vancouver that's like big?
No.
Like a big, big city?
Do
you have big cities?
We do have big cities.
What's
you know, like Vancouver isn't actually that big. Like the lower mainland's really big, but Metro Vancouver's pretty
small.
Yeah,
it's like 500 people.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a call coming in. It's like the city
really?
Of London.
Yeah, we have a call coming in.
Hey, who could this be? I wonder who it is.
Let's take that call. Jack, hello? You going to turn that on.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is it?
Hi.
Who is this?
It's Leanne.
Oh, hi, Leanne.
Leanne Lynn?
Yes, it is.
Well, thanks for calling, Leanne. What is your experiences and opinions with the province of Ontario, which is our topic of conversation?
Well, you know, living here, it's a little crazy right about now, but you guys have brought in a subject about cheesers and cheese in Ontario. Well, I say we have cheese curds.
Oh,
you know what? That
is the cheesiest.
That's true. This is something I noticed when I moved to BC is that cheese is so expensive here.
Is it not over there?
No.
I may have to move over to the tundra.
Are you calling from Ontario right now, Leanne?
I certainly am.
Oh my gosh. This is truly a... amazing experience.
Wonderful.
I have no idea who you are. I've never met you, but
I know nothing about your curly hair either.
Oh
my God, shot in the dark.
Let the listeners know that Natalie has curly hair.
Oh my God, I have a stalker. You guys, it's because I'm the super fan of RPP.
Super fan. You kind of like the head of the. Natalie is the head of the fan base.
Yeah,
she's the head of the club.
Yeah,
so
like
that's,
I
she's
started
a public
the,
figure.
The fan Twitter. Mm-hmm. But Leanne,
yes,
moved to Ontario at what age? How old were you?
When I was 20 something.
All
right. And what was your
But I
on
was
it?
In Saskatchewan before then. And then before then, I was, after that, I was in Alberta. And then I came to Ontario.
So you've been to all the important provinces?
Sure.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Yeah, you guys didn't pick up on that one, but that's fine. What is your opinion on Ontario compared to the rest of Canada, specifically Vancouver?
We have less hills, more trees.
More trees?
And greener grass.
Well, Saskatchewan.
Oh, Saskatchewan. Sorry. I miss.
You weren't paying attention?
I wasn't paying attention. So interesting.
Thanks, guys. It's my mom.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
I found my mother, you guys.
Nobody told us this.
Oh, this is absolutely. So, Leanne, when someone goes to Ontario, what do they need to do? What do they need to experience? What are some must-dos?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
You must stop at a petro can and get your car washed to get those petro points.
I do think we have petro.
No, I like this. Continue.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, and you must get like a poutine.
Okay.
And someone.
Yeah, we have terrible poutine.
And you have to drink a really bad coffee from a gazillion Tim Hortons we have down here.
Okay.
Okay. Keep going.
Do I have to drink one coffee?
And then
from all
let's
these
do one more. The piece de resistance of this list.
Yeah.
Of Ontario.
Yes.
Yeah. You have to give homeless people money whenever they ask you to.
Oh wow! Is that mandated by the government?
Yeah, we're pretty nice.
Mandated. Yeah, that's how we're paying for all the social services here.
Wow,
Mama.
Is you give it to homeless people and then they give it back to the government?
Yeah. Mama.
Wow, that's
a roundabout.
Yeah, this is no. I like it though. That's you know,
direct very, to the people.
Straight to the people. That's good. Well, Leanne.
Okay. Well, it's been a slice. I gotta go.
Oh, okay. Well, hey,
it has been a slice.
She's hanging up on you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
She loved Turn you. It she around. Saved you.
Yeah. Great to have you on, Leanne.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow.
That was my mom.
She was Leanne, and now she's Leanne. Our show.
Yeah.
Hopefully
she was
forever.
From Louvain.
What?
Okay. That's.
She was.
I think we have. Do we have another? Do we have a piece of mail from someone?
We do have a piece of mail. Do you want to read
Thank
it?
Thank you,
out?
Leanne, for calling in. Next, we're going to do a little.
It's a bit of fan mail.
I don't know. Is it. I think it's some
brand
mail.
Some brand mail.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought
we don't
I was
a,
the only one
a,
who gave you fan mail.
No, this
Let's
is
all
pran
talk
mail.
Over each other. Tristan, do you want to read this out? You do a good pran voice.
Yeah, so this is pran mail. Hey, boys. B-O-I-S, he spells it. It's funny.
Ooh, good.
Or
Bois. He's cool.
It's me, the CEO of CITR.
Starstruck.
I really like the show these days. This is, I think this is Prander. McGunty, is that what his name is?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should consider maybe some sort of rebrand, maybe?
No.
Just a thought. Because as I always say, it's your goddamn show. Have you guys ever considered maybe featuring some more local icons on your show? At the very least, talk about some of them for once. LOL. Here are some local musicians that I'd really appreciate it if you mentioned.
Wait, say musicians again?
Here are some local musicians that I really appreciate it if you mentioned.
Here's some
one of which
musicians.
Is my grandson. Okay.
Is it Nick Morgan?
No. So this is a local musician named Jilly Steves. Steves. What are you guys' opinion on Jilly Steves?
I've never listened to Jilly Steves.
No, I'm a fan of them.
Yeah.
They make like really, I would say abstract. If that's what they were doing, but they're not doing that. They're doing something much more than abstract.
How so?
They're going step above. They're going to conclusion.
One step beyond.
Could you hum us something?
Okay.
Ooh, I love hummus.
It just sounded like you threw up in your mic.
I know, that's kind of the music that Jilly Steves does.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
It's very weird, which is a local musician. I guess Prander, hey, that's kind of hip that Prander knows about them. I thought he was a little stuffy.
Radio station head would know, you know.
I suppose so, but you know Prander, he just isn't for the big bucks of Blame, local
yeah.
community
yeah.
radio
yeah,
stations.
Prander, take a gander down to get into that Barnes & Noble and go to a real record store.
Yeah.
Mr. Prander.
Go to a Borders Books.
Yeah, because you're bordering on being old.
Yeah.
A fuddy-duddy, I'd say.
Yeah, but no, I'm surprised that he knows about Jilly Steves. Do you know this band here, Jack? The Blind Mesquites.
Oh, I've actually heard of
them. You know
yeah.
them?
Yeah.
I know Mesquite kinda, Sauce. Like,
might have heard one.
Way.
Yeah, so they're a blind version of that. So Natalie,
Whoa.
I maybe know one of their songs. Like, I know their one big one.
Yeah.
The, what's it called? Hit Me When the Sun...
Comes Out, Yeah.
Comes Out, Yeah.
comes out your butt?
Yeah. what? So you...
I think it's very interesting how they talk about their visual impairment in their songs.
Yeah, that's I think a very interesting move on their part.
I always thought that was just like studio patter. They're like, I can't see the mic.
Yeah, their songs.
No, they're saying
I
can't see you, Mike, to their engineer because the engineer is trying to do things with their hands. He's like, no, like this, and then they're like, I can't see you, Mike.
Yeah.
Why would they? Why would the engineer need them to do stuff with their hands?
Well, like, and all of their stuff is improvised.
Oh,
yeah, which I think
it's
is
like
really
Captain
interesting.
Beefheart.
No, Beefheart is actually pretty. I mean, if you know anything about Gavin Beefheart, it's pretty.
I don't know anything about Gavin improvised. Beefheart.
He is very strict about his. He throws people down stairwells because really? They can't play drum fills, right?
Cool.
That's a real
Except he
story.
Doesn't know how to play anything.
No, he just does weird songs and he can hardly sing.
Awesome. Have you listened to that album?
Wait, what's this?
Listen to a lot of his songs, yeah. This is a real person. Okay. Like all these people. That
like,
we're
of
mentioning.
Course.
Yeah, of course.
So Blind Mesquite, yeah, they have a really interesting sound. What would you, like, you know how a lot of people, it's good to describe groups as like, this meets this. What would you say those two bands were for Blind Mesquite?
I would say Italian opera meets like...
German opera? Or?
No, like, what's the, like, garage grunge?
Like grunge. Garage grunge.
Grunge, yeah.
Garunge.
Garunge.
Yeah.
Garunge.
Garunge.
So like Nirvana... But like more garage opera.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
It's opera, yeah.
That's, yeah.
But Italian opera, not.
Not like doing any like.
Not German opera.
German
for
opera.
Sure.
Okay.
Is there English opera?
Yeah.
Are they just singing English words?
Yeah.
Is that what you. Have you ever heard opera before?
People of that caliber of singing ability go up and they go.
They sound like the Dementors, like in prison.
Yeah, the real Dementors that actually exist.
Yeah, yeah. That haunt prison. Yeah.
I heard about that from a guy I know, and his name is Prison Mike. is there an end to this
letter?
Shout
out to Hawaiian Mike if you're listening.
Hawaiian Mike.
Hawaiian Mike.
There's one more group or musician.
Prander McGunty III.
Mm.
I think we have audio of this one.
This was his grand.
Let me just see if I can find this.
Yeah, so Prander, I guess that's his Prander's grandson.
Here, check this out. This is some Prander McGunty.
I knew you were gonna. I did. I thanks. Yeah. This is Prander, hey.
This is Prander.
Wow,
he's from Michigan.
He's popular.
Yeah, he was at Coachella.
Okay, turn this on. I've heard enough of this in the last 2 weeks. I didn't know that was Prander's grandson.
Wait, you've been listening for 2 weeks and you didn't know who
I put
was?
It.
Well,
I
didn't know that was the
I hacked into his phone and I just put it on a loop.
Oh,
so.
And then like as your ringtone, yeah, he just called him repeatedly.
Yeah, he jailbreaked. Yeah. Jailbreaked it,
which is weird because he has an Android. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's how our show goes.
Yeah, so I guess that was Prander's
Wait,
kind
was,
of
so
suggestions.
So that was the end of his.
That's
his
the end of the letter.
Yeah, it's the end of the letter from Prander.
Abrupt, to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't even say.
He didn't say
bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I guess
he's getting more casual.
Yeah, that's
like,
good.
This is a
you know,
time, yeah.
That's good. You know,
you know the guy's upstairs.
He did say "Hey boys," and he spelled "boys" with an I.
Yeah, so maybe he's trying
to
be.
That's new.
Yeah.
Prander's always try to seems like he's trying to be cool, but like he's maybe hitting it a little off. You know, he's a little offside.
Well, I'd say I'm hitting it off with him.
Oh, that's good.
He seems
he's
cool.
A good guy.
I feel like
CEO.
You guys should use
Flirt
this friendship.
With him. Yeah. Uses
yeah, friend. Jack goes out with beers with him often.
Do it, yeah.
Yeah, you're very
He's
good friends with him.
Guy.
Yeah.
But use it to get like
Things
more airtime.
I want 6 hours of this.
Yeah. Every day.
This radio show.
Yeah.
Wow. Every day.
I want it to be like the Sean Hannity show, like 6 hours straight.
Oh, straight. I wanted 6 hours over the course of the day.
Like
in
20 minutes, then 5 minutes, then
45 minute increments.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. What kind of break would we do?
No break.
Oh.
It would just be dead air.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Nice. I like it.
It would really keep me engaged with CITR. And I think that's really just what the community is looking for at this point.
Totally.
Like, I think we should scrap a lot of the other good content that CITR is putting out. Because it's clearly not as good
as radio.
It's RPP, yeah.
RPP.
Yeah, super
that's fan. That's what the real fans call it. Super fans?
RPP.
And super fans, you know what they know?
Yep.
A lot of facts. A lot of facts.
They know a lot of things about this show.
They know a lot of super fans like Natalie know a lot about the radio show.
Yeah. This is a game we like to play called Welcome to the Fandom.
Good one.
Yeah, because you've read all our pamphlets. And
Here's some quizzes we're going to give you.
We're going to cue you something.
Just see how much you know.
How much of a super fan you are.
I've missed every episode.
What is Tristan's favorite film featuring Val Kilmer?
Was that Spider-Man 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, you've listened. I've mentioned a few times.
What city was Jack... I'm talking. Born in?
Oh, I know this. Whistler.
Yeah. Good job. Wow. This is great.
If I remember, crazy. This is great. This is a little off tangent.
Hey,
were you born in a hospital? I don't think so.
Jack was born in the woods.
It was a hot tub birth.
They turned the jets off. It's fine.
Just really grossed myself out.
And also, when it wasn't born in a hospital, it's weird.
What does Tristan typically spend on a carton of eggs?
In terms of money.
Ooh.
In 2 hours.
$2.66.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good one. Nice.
In what room does Jack spend... Talk about me here again.
Yeah, this is, yeah, Jack.
Spend the most time in at his house.
The bathroom. I know you have those tummy troubles.
Yeah, that's what, like IBS. I'm thinking IB smelly.
Okay,
that's what I call it.
Gross.
What?
Okay,
is,
both of you guys just talked about how gross you were after work.
What is Tristan's bedtime routine?
Ooh, okay, I remember this. Mm-hmm. Forget that you have a concert booked yesterday.
I didn't know that was gonna get brought up, but that's part of it.
Be really sad. Brush your teeth. Drink orange juice. Go to bed.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Wow, I love the horrible taste. It gives me great dreams.
Yep, that's what you said. Is if you don't drink the orange juice, you'll have nightmares.
Yeah,
it's like very odd, but very specific. So I remembered it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then is there one last one there?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many times does Jack... Hey, guys, just...
That's Jack there. It's Jack.
I'm talking about myself.
He's Jack,
that guy. It's the royal Jack. Royal names. How many times does Jack, me, turn over every night when he sleeps?
Ooh, okay. So I definitely monitored.
Because I don't know if we've ever,
times.
Talked about this on air.
I think you probably have, because I do know the answer. It depends on what he eats the night before.
Okay.
As you know it, if it's like curry, if it's something like curry, it's 47. Mm-hmm. But if he does something like vegetarian, like a salad, or like if he just eats bread... Which
is
he
often.
Does. He does a surprising amount.
Jack eats a lot
of
bread.
Or a loaf of bread a day.
He sleeps and he does not move. It's very odd.
Like a corpse.
Yeah.
Well, they say bread weighs you down. You can't go swimming after you eat bread.
He'll cross his arms and he'll go to sleep and then he'll wake up.
He won't even like have to get up. His body will just go.
It's very odd.
Because all the bread weight moves to his feet. Yeah. It's like...
I think it is the bread weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just keeps
wow.
it down.
That is that right,
you
Jack?
You are just prescient. Yeah, it's scary.
Wow, again, I don't know. Jack, can I talk to you for a sec?
Let's go here.
Natalie, can you just not? Let's just take the headphones off for a sec.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Jack, I don't know if we've ever talked about those things on air.
Yeah,
like
really,
about you, how
is,
you sleep.
This is getting scary.
This is a little, like, makes me a little uncomfortable.
I did notice a webcam, like a...
You note and you didn't do anything.
Well, I was like, maybe Sophie put this here.
That's just, well, I don't still. Like, I feel like you should have that. That's a bit of an invasion.
I'm scared to say no to Sophie. So
that's true. She's a bit of a dragon.
Are you guys gonna come back on yet?
Just 1 second.
Shut up!
Yeah, shut up.
No.
What have you noticed any webcams anywhere in your house? Or maybe
I've noticed them in my spice drawer.
Really?
Yeah, and that's why.
Do you often cook naked? Or?
Well, no. Yeah, like shirtless, but then I'll come into work. I come into, like, I'll go somewhere, and then Natalie would be like, oh, how'd you like that cumin? And I'll be like, what? And I'll be like, she's like, yeah, you
put cumin in your
you
food.
Put cumin. I'm like, yeah, good guess. And she's like, yeah.
Can I put my headphones back on?
I think she's getting suspicious.
Yeah, let's come back.
Hey, Natalie, you can
hey,
put,
that's
you,
weird.
You can
we
put
were...
your headphones on back.
Oh,
okay,
thank you.
Yeah.
That's weird. We ran back even though we didn't run away.
Yeah,
like we're weird little audio quirk.
We're really close to Natalie now.
That's what you guys sound like.
Jack, let's take a few steps back.
Yeah.
Oh, too far.
All right, that was trivia. Shall I play us out a little bit?
Sure.
Let's just play us out.
I like it. They gotta. No, stop playing this song. Friender, I love your grandson.
But he sucks.
But he sucks. He's a
we'll never feature him on this.
Congratulations getting Coachella to Brander there.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to play one more song.
Okay. One more song.
You really like that Italian food, right?
What? Yeah, Sail Easy Love.
All right, this song is called Us by Nick Morgan featuring Cody Sloot. We'll be back in a minute. This is the Radio Pizza Party.
CITR 101.9.
I can call you beautiful, even though you're far. And I can tell you how I feel, even if we're apart. And Lord knows, yes, He knows how it feels to be away. And I'm sitting on Instagram, liking all your photos. And I can't help but feeling that I'm going to go loco. And I need you, I need you tonight, yeah, tonight. And my phone doesn't have the heat, I know your body exudes. And my phone can't look at me the same way that you do. And Lord knows, I just wanna be honest between the pen and paper. And I just wanna show you all the mountains and the lakes. And Lord knows, yes, He knows how it hurts to be away.
If you're one of the millions of Canadians who experience depression, anxiety, or some other form of mental illness, there's a free course that can help. The Wellness Recovery Action Plan is an evidence-based program that works. It's developed and facilitated by peers who have experienced their own mental health challenges and have used RAP to recover and maintain long-term stability. It's based on the key concepts of hope, personal responsibility, education, self-advocacy, and support. For more information about the free RAP groups hosted by Vancouver Coastal Health, visit their peer-led website, spotlightonmentalhealth.com.
Estorino's is located off Commercial Drive in the heart of East Vancouver. It's run by the Britannia Community Centre and is available to rent for anyone. Some of its features include tall ceilings, wood floors, accessible bathrooms, a stage, and a PA. Astorino's is an accessible space and centrally located. It's ideal for any type of rehearsal, information session, dance classes, arts and crafts sales, rummage sales, community events, and of course, shows and dancing.
Check out BritanniaCenter.org and the Facebook search Astorino's, or contact Maddie Harris by email at maddiefromlife@gmail.com to learn more.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro. And I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
You ready?
Hey, friends.
Yeah, can we maybe, like I just need 1 second to get
you
adjusted.
You can't hide behind the monitor.
There's the sun shining
I need
here.
To get... I wasn't ready. To
Are start you ready?
Okay, can I just put my, 1 sec?
Wait, while he's gone.
How are you? Which we do? I'm doing good. I'm glad Tristan's gone for a little bit.
Me too.
How have you been?
Really good. I'm glad that you guys invited me back. I really like it.
What's your credit card number?
Sorry?
What's your credit card? Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good, yeah. Okay, you're listening to Radio Pizza
Radio
Party.
Radio Pizza 101.9.
101.9 FM.
How does our show work,
broadcasting
Tristan?
Live from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territories.
How does our show work,
Our
Tristan?
Show works, we have a guest, we have a topic, we have segments. Today our guest is Natalie, our topic is Ontario, and our segments have been numerous.
Hey, yo.
That's
how you do it.
That's how you do it. Somebody call
Hey, kids.
Whoa. Speaking of 50s voices, we got a new segment we can do, mister.
Oh.
This is called What's the Facts, Jack? And it was, yep.
And it was.
10 out of 10.
Okay.
All right, we go.
So, Jack, I'm going to give Jack some facts, and he's going to... Natalie, you'll have some of these facts. He's going
to
react.
It's facts
react.
To
Jack. He Jack,
gonna
he
react.
Fact, he react. That's so dumb. I'm so sorry. Here's the first fact, fun little fact for Jack.
Yep.
What am I supposed to do?
I'll give you the next one. Don't worry. CPR hardly ever succeeds. Studies have shown that only 2% of adult patients who collapse in the street and receive CPR recover fully, and only 18% of seniors who receive CPR at the hospital survive to be discharged.
Jesus.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
Jack's facts.
Oh, I love him. All right, keep going. Let me hear a second.
Why don't you do the next one here? Just this one right here.
Let's do it.
Read the title?
Yeah, read this and then read the...
Okay.
Yeah.
Your brain starts to deteriorate at 27. In 2009, researchers in the University of Virginia tested cognitive skills of over 2,000 patients ranging in age from 18 to 60. 22-year-olds performed best, and the test scores began to drop off in folks over the age of 27.
Do you want to know what that tells me? I got one more year till I'm in the prime of my life.
Wait, you're 21?
I'm 21 years old.
Oh, that makes
you sense. Are old. Tristan's barely 21.
No, I'm 6 months in.
That's barely.
I'm almost 20. I'm a month away from turning 22.
Yeah. So
then I'm going to be firing on all cylinders. I'm going to be able to.
I'm almost 23. I'm dropping off.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the next facts.
What's the facts, Jack? Yes, let's hear it.
Cancer causes more than half the deaths of pets over the age of 10. According to the National Canine Cancer Foundation, dogs develop cancer at about the same rate as humans do. Cats contract fewer cancers.
My cat died of cancer.
Whoa, must have been a rare case.
My cat ran away and got eaten by a coyote, so I'd say dying of cancer is the better way to go.
Yay.
At least, I don't know.
What's the facts, Jax?
Lots of facts going on.
These are fun facts for me.
Yeah, Jax loves these facts. This last one, I'll let Natalie.
If you ever got bullied, your bully is probably more successful in life than you are. Well, it's not too hard, you guys. You're running a radio show.
Hey.
According to studies, bullies have higher self-esteem, social status, income, and lower levels of depression, and are also found to be more attractive. So did either of you guys get bullied in high school?
Yes, and I know two of them. One works at Equinox, and the other one is a very successful videographer, and they are both hot, and I'm and barely mad.
And that was... What's the facts, Jax?
Were the facts, me.
Well done.
There we go. So, Jax, that was your facts.
Those were the facts. And I'm sadder than before.
You sound happier, which is what's important.
That's the most important thing for mental health, is as long as you sound happy.
In this university, yes.
Sure is. Cool, guys.
Shade on our university there.
What do you guys think about Tristan? Here, let me get in close.
Oh,
here.
You guys,
I don't want to. I don't want to whisper though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Tristan.
What?
What do you think of that province? I'm gonna just say it. It's west of Quebec and east of the other one.
Manitoba. Did you just forget? To be fair, yeah.
Look, Manitoba. There's three in the middle there. Who cares what order they're in?
Hey, truth. True dat. True dat.
Are you talking about...
That little province is... Natalie?
Ontario.
Woo, 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 woo.
Beep, beep.
You can make a topic out of that.
Hey, why don't we do that? Hey, just kidding. We already did.
Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Natalie.
Ontario.
Yep.
So you grew up in Ontario.
Yep.
What's one thing you miss about Ontario when you're not there? As in, like, right now.
One thing that actually, like, has been a consistent thing for me is I used to have a pretty strong accent. Like, I had the Ottawa Valley twang. And then not a lot of people...
If you guys want to know what that sounds like, just listen to Dwight Yoakam.
Okay.
He's from the Ottawa Valley.
Yeah. Well, it's a real...
That was dumb.
I don't know. Like, I don't know
hey,
what
do
he sounds
wanna hear,
like.
Do you want to hear a twang I like?
Sure.
Don't play the
is it
mall
the
warmer,
no.
kid.
It's a good twang.
Yeah, good one.
Anyway,
yeah,
so, all right.
So anyway, yeah, your accent.
So when I
Jack,
came here,
can you turn that
I
off,
got...
please?
It's the dueling banjo scene from Deliverance.
Okay.
That was a good twang.
So Natalie, sorry, you were saying your accent?
Yeah, so I had a bit of an accent. And when I first came here, it was, I think, apparently quite noticeable. And then...
Okay.
I've worked pretty hard to get rid of it, and then...
Huh. When you go back, does it come back?
Yeah, and if I get, like, if I drink a little bit, it comes out, or if I get really
like
mad.
Alcohol or water?
Yeah.
Like alcohol?
Yeah.
Not water.
I'm over 21, so I can drink.
Oh, thank God.
Whew. Yeah.
But only, like, the blood of Christ, though, right?
Yeah, only... This is a very Christian episode.
It's a very Christian show.
Oh, obviously, of course. Lord.
She just did a dab, I think. Is
yeah, I dabbed. dab for Jesus is the new thing. So I don't know. That was my big thing. So when I go back there and everyone...
You miss it?
Well, I don't miss it. I just miss that other people don't make fun of me actively for it.
Aw.
Yeah.
I don't make fun of you.
Shout out to Jack Howen. For really, really making fun of
spearheading that effort.
Yep.
he's an innovator in the field of making fun of your Ontario accent.
I feel like you've thought I'd made fun of your accent and you've gotten mad at me. And I was like, I didn't.
Yeah, and that is because of Jack Allen. Because hey. I'm very used to people picking up
words.
Because
I sometimes hit the R a little dependent.
Yeah. But well, that's what I have trouble on like hard vowels.
Yeah.
Like I can't say car.
Yeah, I'll say car sometimes.
Yeah. So I think you get it because you grew up quite rural too.
Yeah.
So sometimes, I don't know.
So
people repeat words.
And then people make fun of you and they're like, haha, I sound like so stupid. You should never open your mouth again, Natalie. You're like the worst person I've ever spoken to.
Yeah.
You're the only thing that you're known for is being a fan of like a dumb college radio show.
Yeah. And like realistically, like I have my own podcast where I listen to and record my reaction to every episode.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys have heard of this.
Ooh, that's like
it's
a copyright
RPPR,
issue for us.
Radio Pizza Party Reactions.
Reactions.
That should be a thing, is reaction videos.
Yeah, I think
that should be a thing.
I think I've invented them with RPPR, but...
So is it a video or is it a audio podcast?
Both.
Ooh,
so I record it and I stream it to YouTube.
Oh, you do a stream. You do a live stream. Do you do a Twitch
stream?
A Twitch stream?
Yeah, I do Twitch it too. I got like two cameras. Mm-hmm. And then I upload the audio to SoundCloud.
Okay.
SoundCloud?
Yeah.
Did I say
that? SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have like, I think the last time I checked, it was like 2.4 million
subscribers. Whoa. What? We're not seeing any of that.
Well, that's because I also play your entire episode,
right?
So they don't need to listen to the original.
Okay. I'm gonna ask you to maybe not do that.
But I'm your super fan.
I know.
I'm bringing you fans, even if you're not directly seeing them.
Like the thing is that fans are fans are nice, but candy is dandy. But I would like a little bit of that you know, that benefit. Jack, do you have any thoughts on that? Or, like, do you hear what Natalie just said?
No, Jack's just...
I haven't been listening for a while now.
You're just on your computer.
I was just firing off tweets about how much I hate you guys.
But
I was thinking we should play... So, Natalie, this will probably be your last show.
I don't want...
Okay. I mean, yes, I'm moving back to Ontario.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. What do you... Yeah, that'll be fun. London?
I'm moving to Ottawa for the summer because I'm going to...
Hey, everybody, find her.
Yeah, dox me.
Dox. It is 1122 Boogie Woogie Avenue, Boogie Ontario.
Woogie, Ontario. That's how we do it in Ontario. You just say Ontario and they find you. And then Ontario. Probably London. Whoa. I have a friend who's moving
London,
to London.
England.
Ontario.
Oh. Jolly old London.
Why don't we smoke on a cigar?
We're going to meet those Jerrys.
Winston, start doing a speech. Is that what London, Ontario is like?
Yep.
Cool.
Cool.
Yep. You nailed it, you guys. 10 out of 10.
Sue, just a little thing. It's going to be probably your last show here for a while.
So maybe your last show of any type.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not planning on coming back very often.
No, just in general. Like, you're not going to be like, who knows? I'm just
anyway, we're going to play
like
a game.
Our PPR will look
guys.
Yet. Sorry.
I'm the host.
We're gonna
play.
So am I.
We're gonna play. I'm
so
behind. I'm on the boards. We're gonna play a game of Would Ya Rather.
Oh my god! You know this is my favorite. My favorite game. You guys. Would you rather wanna make me cry? You're gonna make me cry.
We're gonna make her cry.
Would you rather wanna see me fly?
Oh.
One of the best part about that theme song is that it cuts off with 5 seconds of silence.
Dude, that's one of the first audio engineering things I did at CITR.
It was pretty great. All right. Would you rather spend $40 getting somewhere or spend 40 minutes getting some money?
How much money am I making?
Jack, you're the arbiter.
I know.
Wait,
Tristan.
$10?
You looked at me in panic.
$40.
Wait, and how long did it take? 40 hours?
40 minutes. You're making $1
a
minute.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's really good. I'll take that
I didn't
one.
Tell you how far you're going.
Oh, yeah, that's
oh,
true.
Oh, do I have to walk somewhere?
No, you're just getting somewhere. I'm not. You can
oh,
ask me how.
Okay, how long do I have to go?
You have
in,
to
in
go.
In, wait,
to
in
Ottawa.
Distance? How are we getting
okay,
there?
Okay, do I have the option of picking my own transpo?
Yeah.
Then yes.
Is transpo paid for?
Oh, wait a minute.
Transpo
do I have to do it in 40
Natalie,
minutes?
Natalie, I'm asking questions too.
Yeah, transpo is not paid for, and yet you have to do it in 40 minutes.
Fudge.
Can I take like... Sir, was transport paid for? I didn't,
no.
No, okay. Sorry.
It wasn't.
Ooh, what's the like...
And you have to get there in 40 minutes.
Okay. Do you think if I like hopped on Usain Bolt's back, he'd get us there in time?
He could probably get you to Brampton, but not Ottawa.
Hmm.
Shout out to Brampton.
S.O.
Okay.
And then the other one is you get, you go for 40 minutes and you get $40.
No.
Sorry.
You spend 40 minutes to get somewhere.
Oh,
$40.
Okay. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, what is that you're spending
you know,
that time doing?
You know, like, you guys have been camping?
Camping?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know when you got to go to the bathroom?
Yep.
You know, it's like a long drop? Like a...
What?
Like where it's basically a hole in the ground and it smells all weird?
You mean an outhouse?
Yeah.
What did you call it?
What do you say? A long drop? That's disgusting.
Yep. That's what we call in my family.
A long drop?
Ew.
That's horrible. Yeah. That makes me think
New
of lemon
Zealand,
drop.
They're called long drops.
Are they really?
Wait, do both of your parents have an accent?
No. My mom has an Ontarian accent-ish. And my dad's got a Kiwi accent. Do an impression of my dad, Kiwi. Tristan.
Chick, what are you doing?
What are you doing? So yeah, you have to clean out a long drop.
Oh, I don't
you have to clean out one for 40 minutes, but you get $40.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Wait, I thought you spend $40 to get somewhere. That was the option.
No, that was the first one.
Do you spend?
I'm so confused.
$40.
You have to spend $40 to get somewhere, but Jack added on that it takes 40, You have to do it in 40 minutes, and you have to pay for your own transport, so it might not be worth it. The other one, you have to clean out a long drop, which is disgusting, and you get paid $40 for 40 minutes of work.
No, I'm not cleaning. No. No.
Do you have to finish cleaning it out?
Yeah, you gotta work quick. This thing is old. It's a long drop.
Ew. The longest drop.
Can I just fill it in?
Well, that's even grosser.
Just get cement?
Oh. Yeah, just... close it, man.
Just shorten
close
the
it
drop.
It's like when you find in like in old houses inside the walls, they just threw razor blades.
What?
Into the walls?
No one's ever done that.
That's a niche reference. It was a thing in like houses from the 50s. It was like, just got old razors here. And it was just a hole that went into the wall.
And they like, because when they had disposable like razor blades, not like.
And they just threw them in the wall.
Yeah, so you can see pictures of like
where are they gonna
old
go?
Rusted razors.
I don't know. Not the walls.
This house will never be torn
down.
So
I'll do the first one. I'll try to gamble on the travel.
Yeah, I also don't want to clean it.
Okay.
Poop hole.
Tristan wins. Would you rather learn how to speak another language but forget your native tongue or cut out your tongue and learn to juggle?
Oh.
Ooh, native. I don't want to not have
what
a tongue.
What language would you speak?
Yeah, what language do we speak? Isn't that your choice?
I think I could do like a French. Because then I could
do French?
Like,
I would, what language would
we Tristan,
have to speak?
You get to speak Swahili.
Oh, that'd be cool.
You tell us what language we would learn.
Yeah, you get to learn French. You get to learn Swahili.
Oh, I didn't get, I could have chose. Yeah. I would have chose like Spanish or something.
Well, tough.
Maybe Mandarin.
Mandarin would have been pretty good. But then you'd pretty much have to live in China.
There's a big Chinese diaspora.
But you, okay.
Diaspora. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You'd do well. Do you guys don't want to learn to juggle?
I don't want to cut my own tongue out. That's
kind of do you have to do it yourself? Is it like an old boy situation? I don't know if that happens
in that
movie.
This is second old boy.
Have you seen Old Boy?
No. I just know the basic plot.
Nice.
Get the original. Don't
like
get
the Korean one.
Yeah.
But Josh Brolin, he's my favorite actor.
Yeah, but the other one's not as good.
No, I'm just kidding. Josh Brolin, your dad, James, is my favorite actor.
Shut up.
Nice. All right. Tristan loses.
Yay! Ah. That means I win.
Would you rather be the star character on Snow but lose everything by betting on the horsies, or gain everything by betting on the horsies but never be able to even think about Snow again?
Okay, what's...
SNL.
Oh.
Live from New York, it's Snow!
And what was the first option, now that I know that...
Be the star character on SNL.
Like the star, like a Tina Fey or a...
Or a John Mulaney.
Kristen Wiig.
Ooh,
or
I like that.
Bill Hader.
But you lose it all betting on the horsies.
Yeah, but you can get
you
it back.
You lose your career.
Oh. You bet
People
your career.
Forget who you are.
A horse takes your position on SNL.
And he ruins it.
Peanut butter. Well, I don't want to lose everything.
Or gain everything by betting on the horsies, but never be able to even think about SNL
like you
again.
I guess I
didn't know what SNL was.
You literally can't think about it. When people are talking about, hey, did you see that show that's live, that's on, and you have to go, ah! You have to get out of the
room.
Do
people watch SNL anymore?
It's still on.
That's true. Okay, I'm going to not
What if it got canceled like in 2 days, like Brooklyn Nine-Nine did?
That was so tragic.
R.I.P. It's a good show.
R.I.P. But it's hopefully
Hulu.
Coming back.
Hulu
yeah.
might pick it up. Anyway,
it's getting a home.
People love it way too much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they're bringing back Last
like
Man
it.
Standing.
I don't know. It's done well.
Last Man on Earth?
Last Man Standing.
What's Last Man
That
Standing?
Tim Allen show.
Oh, right.
Ew,
love
really?
It. Are they actually?
I think maybe that might have been a satirical piece, but I thought it was real.
Apparently
Tim Allen's like is very much like a conservative guy. It's a little...
Too much?
A little too much.
Well, he's also a snitch.
Yeah, ooh. That's how he got famous.
What? He snitched out?
Yeah,
he
used to be a coke mule, and then he got caught at an airport, and he snitched on everyone he was with.
He still serves prison time, though, but yeah, he was...
Wait, what?
My understanding is that he was in prison for like 6 months.
Yeah.
But he got...
That's what
bargain.
You get if you're a white man with cocaine and you tell on everyone.
Jesus.
Here, legal issues. That's a bit rich. Legal issues. He'd served 2 years and 4 months.
Oh, two. Okay.
Yeah, he got paroled in 1981.
And then he became Tim the Tool Man
Taylor.
Didn't
he have a show after that?
Yeah, the Home Improvement. This was like before he was famous.
Mm-hmm.
Like before he was probably even a comedian.
Yep.
I mean, I still think he's not a comedian yet.
Yeah, nor I, but.
Damn. Got him.
Got him, Tim Allen. If you're listening,
If I could sub out one person, it'd be Tim Allen. SNL with Tim Allen, I'd take that so fast.
You'd be Tim Allen?
I'd never think about Tim Allen ever again.
Oh, but that's not what it is.
Yeah, but if I would like to make that trade.
What about, I bet
I'd
you Tim like Allen's been on trade. SNL, so maybe like that episode of SNL.
I bet you he hosted it for like 20 years.
Whoa.
Did he actually?
Yeah, solid. They were like, should we pick another guest host? I'll let Tim do it again.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like actually.
No.
What do you mean, actually? We don't say lies on this show. So we're reaching the end of our show, actually.
Guys, this is so nice. Thank you for letting me do it.
What do you mean, letting you?
Letting me do Would You Rather.
This is Would You Rather. Yeah.
And
prestigious to be on this show. I should probably talk into the mic if I'm going to talk.
That's always beneficial.
Yeah, people experience. Like that when I talk into the mic.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Do you guys like talking to Mike?
Hawaiian Mike?
I love talking to him.
Yeah.
That's a guy Natalie knows.
That's a cool name. Is he based on your shirt, Tristan? Tristan's wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Well, I walked into the office today, and I was like, oh, going to have to think of a new nickname. Hawaiian Mike's taken.
Sorry, good. Tristan.
But my name isn't Mike.
Yeah.
Nor am I Hawaiian.
Touche.
What?
I'm not from Hawaii. Okay. Never have I even been to Hawaii.
Neither have I.
I have. I was two, so I don't really remember it, though.
I don't understand parents who are like, I'm going to do a big family vacation when your kid won't remember it. Shout out to my mom. I don't remember that big trip when I was like three.
Where'd you go?
I don't know, Tristan.
You don't even know.
Your mom's really cagey about it. She's like,
you should remember.
We were around, okay?
No, we went to like Mount Rushmore or whatever, like the Face Mountain.
Cool. No, yes, the Face Mountain.
I don't know. But like, it's the only time, I don't know. Apparently we went to Chicago.
Cool. Anyway, on that note, we're going to name this show.
Okay.
The way we name our show, Natalie, we know the deal. We each say a word. We go around. Tristan, you start.
Wow.
Fun.
Times.
Wow, fun times.
That's been our show, everybody.
Yay.
We will see you next week. Natalie, we will never see you again.
Maybe I'll call
up next.
Rate and review us on iTunes.
Please rate
and review us. CITR-S, Radio Peach Party. Radio Beach Birdie. Up next is David Love Jones, of course, with African Rhythms.
African Rhythms. We will be back next week.
Next week. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
It's been a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Send me a kiss.
Bye-bye.
One of Victoria's best up-and-coming bands, Fortune Killers, is on tour with their debut album, Temper Temper. By design.